We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
all right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer and the Renaissance man, Brian Riscona, on the other side of the glass. Bro, how are you? We got a great show for you today. Steve Tasker is going to join us, the former Buffalo Bill. He'll be part of the broadcast team for the Jet-Dolphin game for CBS on Sunday. John Heyman with the baseball, Paul Dottino with the Giants stuff, Yankee tickets every hour, Yankee Turning Point in the 10 a.m. hour. And, bro, how are you?
Here's how I'm doing. The Met rain delay last night was shorter than my commute to work today.
Was it that bad today?
It almost took me 3 hours
to get
to
work. Was it that bad today?
Yeah. What the heck is going on?
Oh, man.
Why are there so many damn cars on the road?
I tell you.
I miss the summer now.
There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of negativity about taking Jersey Transit and all of that. But I'll tell you one thing, man. Not sitting in traffic is priceless.
Oh, I know.
I got to tell you that.
And the one thing I notice, and we all know this, anybody that commutes, people are just so mean. They don't let you in.
No, I know.
They give you dirty looks. They're honking at everything. Well, we all calm down, but that was just brutal. Luckily, I made a very smart business decision last night, and that's I only waited an hour for
thank
the Met rain
delay. Right. What time did they finally start that? Like 9-something, right?
9:45.
It was 9:45 they started that game?
And before we rip the Yankees for their collapse, let me just rip the Mets for this.
Yeah.
All right? I understand nobody cares.
Not that you could ever rip the Mets.
I know. It's very tough to rip the
Mets.
Very
difficult.
It's impossible. I understand nobody cares about the game last night. Nobody's there. Nobody's going. Nobody's buying tickets. The Mets are irrelevant. But here's what's relevant. If you're the Mets, can you do a better job of keeping your customers updated on what the hell was going on last
night?
I
know.
Here's how pathetic it was. And Gary Cohen is proof of it. I'm not ripping Gary Cohen. I'm showing you his words. Game starts at 9:45. And he's saying on TV, yeah, they still haven't canceled game two.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, the possibility that they would play a game two.
It wasn't happening.
Of course it's not happening, but how about they say something?
Well,
how about they update the fans who are actually in that building for 5 hours?
So I'm popping on SNY, and if I watched the whole time, I would have seen, like, you know, the Met yearbook from 1988, from 1987. From 1986. I think it got all the way down to 1981.
Yes. Yes, it did. 1981. I was watching it. I can't lie to you.
I did watch some of it. They were showing one. I couldn't believe this. They were showing. It was the 1987 season,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know what you
mean. And here, and it's Frank Cashin and Keith Hernandez, like, breaking down the year.
That was unbelievable.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. When did they stop doing Mets yearbook?
Because
they should have produced that all the way through.
But they're still doing it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They have Mets yearbook?
They showed 2015.
Oh, did they?
I think they did last night, too.
Oh, I missed that then.
I think that was the first one they showed.
Oh, okay.
But it was Bob Gelb. I'm saying Bob Gelb. Steve Gelbs who was doing it.
I was last night because the Yankees didn't start till late, and I was home after the rain delay. I was watching Mets yearbook alongside the hit TV show The Affair, which, by the way,
The Affair.
Holy mackerel, what a show. Now, I know it's been on for 4 years. I just finished season two. For anybody who's watched that show.
What is that, a Netflix type deal?
No, it's Showtime.
Showtime.
And
okay.
I don't want to give anything away. Look, it starts with an affair, but it's much deeper than that.
Okay.
Now there's a murder mystery.
Really?
And I just found out a lot of information.
Not like the deep state, right?
No. A little different. It's unbelievable, that show. Oh, my God. I just discovered it. But let's get to the Yankees.
What's going on here, man?
They
get no hit by Odorizzi into the eighth inning? I mean, what is this?
There are so many things here. Number one, before we rip Aaron Boone for anything, which I know Yankee fans want to do,
right.
And at times he deserves it, they're just not hitting. No, well, you said hitting. It. When you let Jake Odorizzi, who's a nice pitcher.
He's a nice pitcher.
Pitch a no-hitter into the eighth inning, and it's Greg Bird of all people, shouldn't have even been in the lineup last night, as the guy to break it up, that's a problem. Their offense has done very, very little. And when you're losing to the Minnesota Twins, that's a warning sign because the Yankees never lose to the Minnesota Twins.
Never. And they lost two in a row to them after they'd beaten them, what, 9 in a row? And probably like 45 of the last 50 times they played them?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But, you know, Giannotti brought something up earlier, and it's very, very true. Because if you listen to Boone after the game, Boone is starting to show not signs of panic, but he's starting to say, hey, we got to turn it on. We got to show some fire. We got to, you know, we got to get it going. We're monsters. We got to wake up. I'm paraphrasing. He hasn't said that.
Right,
that's what he's kind of gotten at. And G brought up something that I think has bothered Yankee fans all year. And that's Aaron Boone has managed this team very conservatively and thinking about 162 games. A couple of weeks ago, there was a game in which they were down by 3 runs. And instead of going to one of his primo relievers, the excuse he used is, well, if we were down by 1, I would have. Look, if you're down by 3, you're still in a baseball game. And I think we've seen a lot of lack of urgency from this manager. So when you look at this baseball team and you see a lack of urgency, and you hear Susan bring that up yesterday, lack of urgency from this team, I think it is very fair to question if that is being set from the top. They wanted something the opposite of Joe Girardi, someone who's not intense for every single game. Well, you've got it, and maybe we're seeing the negative negative reaction from it because it doesn't look like there is a sense of urgency. And if you give a damn about hosting the wild card game, there should be a sense of urgency because very quickly that lead is almost evaporated.
Well, it's one game now. It's unbelievable. I mean, Oakland who never loses. I think it's 26-11 over the last 37. The Yankees have been under 500 over the last 15, 20 games, whatever it is. I was a little surprised Severino, he took him out, too, with, two out in the sixth inning. I was a little surprised
and
by that.
You know who else was surprised?
Severino.
Yeah.
I know. He was upset by it.
And Severino, for 5 innings, dominated.
He was good.
Old Severino.
Right.
He was better than good. He was awesome.
Yep.
He'd face the minimum. He gives up the leadoff hit to start the game to Joe Mauer, promptly erases it with a double play, and then starts mowing down the world. And you're watching him last night thinking, oh, my God, the old Severino's back. And while he runs into trouble in the sixth inning, I understand that. I agree with you. He strikes out Jorge Polanco, and all of a sudden, with a low pitch count, 2 outs in the sixth inning, you're taking him out? That was very surprising. Now, at least he went to one of his primo relievers.
Yeah, Robertson.
You know, it's not like he went to Luis Sessa or anything like that.
Right.
He went to his guys, a very well-rested bullpen. The problem is, even though Robertson got the last out in the sixth inning, he gave up a bunch of 2-out hits, 3 straight in the seventh inning. But the real crux of the problem is they weren't hitting. So even though David Robertson gave the Twins insurance runs on the double by Jake Cave and the RBI single by Astudillo, who, I mean, look at this guy. How do you not love him? How do you not look at his face and not just want to hug him? And Max Kepler's RBI double.
Want to hug him?
Yeah, look at him. He just looks like a very huggable guy. You don't sense that, Joe?
No.
Like a teddy bear.
No.
All right. That's the way
not I a know. Hug. No, you know, not a lot of guys that look at it and say, well, he's huggable. I can't say there's a lot of them.
I understand. And Yankee fans wanted to just punch him after that RBI single or whatever
of
it
course.
Was. But the crux of the problem last night is they're not hitting. That's the crux of the problem. And if you want to name names, it starts with the guy who's supposed to be their best player right now, Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
He's done nothing.
Yeah, he really has done nothing. Now, look, I mean, right now you got to be a little – look, I will say this. I mean, one caveat to this, and I understand the Yankee fans are panicking. You know, even if they wind up having to play the wild card game in Oakland, does that mean they're going to lose?
No.
I mean, look, 2 years in a row, we had the Yankees played in wild card game in New York. They lost to Houston. The Mets played the wild card game in New York. They lost to the Giants. Now, last year, the Yankees did win the game at home.
Yep.
It was the Twins. But, I mean, you know, you'd rather be at home. You'd feel better at being at home. But there's no guarantee you're going to lose if you're on the road.
No, the one thing you have to tell yourself positively and negatively, if you're a Yankee fan, is that when you get to that wild card game, nothing matters. Nothing matters.
You're right. It's a one-game crapshoot. It's an NFL playoff game.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Nothing at all matters.
Yep.
That's the good news, and it's the bad news. It's the bad news because
if you lose, it's over.
Right, and if you're 15 games better than the team you're facing, that's the bad news because you could still lose to them.
Right.
They could have lost to the Twins last year.
That doesn't seem like that's going to be the case this year.
No, not this year.
Right.
And that's the good news this year. If they fall behind Oakland, sure, it's a pain in the ass to fly to Oakland of all places and play in that dump. And poor us, we have to listen to that stupid drum for 3.5 hours.
You don't like the drum?
Oh, good, dude.
Man.
It rivals the tomahawk chop in awfulness. It's close. It's really, really close.
I understand.
And both of them are going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, well,
oh, my God.
They got the drum in Cleveland, too. Don't they still have that?
Yeah, it's not as... I don't know. It doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah, bothers you more in Oakland?
Oakland bothers me, and the tomahawk chop in Atlanta bothers me.
Because they ripped it off from Florida State.
And they do it constantly.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, give it a break.
I know.
You don't have to do it every 5 seconds.
Right.
So, yeah, the good news is nothing matters. But here's the bad news. And it's similar to 2015 in a way. And I know 2015 is kind of a forgettable year for the Yankees because they weren't a love team. They were a veteran team. It was kind of the transition to what they are now. But the Yankees in 2015 were in first place in late August. I don't know if anybody remembers that. They were a first place team. And they played very mediocre baseball for the final month and a half of the year and held on. They still got home field advantage against the Astros, but they barely held on for that. And we saw what happened. They lost a one-game playoff to the Astros. The way they're playing leaves a lot to be desired. But even if they somehow lose this lead, which I still think they're going to hold on to, I don't know why. I'm losing faith in it every single day.
The one thing I will say, look, I mean, you look at the schedule, what's ahead for the Yankees. They still got 6 games with the Red Sox. Now, I don't know what the deal, where the Red Sox heads are going to be at when they play them.
Probably to crush the Yankees.
I mean, well, and they got 4 games with the Rays in Tampa, which has never been, and the Rays have had a very good year, obviously. But that's never been an easy place for the Yankees to play.
Yeah. They have a much more on paper. Whatever that means to you.
Whatever paper means.
They have a more difficult schedule than the Oakland Athletics. Because here's what the A's have. They play the Orioles today.
Right.
Jeez.
Right.
They do play three games.
They killed them last night.
Oh, my God. Wasn't even a game.
Right.
They have 3 games against the Rays, too. 3 games against the Twins. 3 games against the Mariners. 6 games against the Angels. Not in that order, but those are the teams they're playing.
Right.
And the Yankees obviously have 6 games with the Red Sox, 4 with the Rays, 3 with the Blue Jays, 3 with the Orioles. So if you just compare it side by side, yeah, the Yankees face a more difficult schedule. But like I mentioned yesterday, to keep this in mind, the A's have struggled against their own division for whatever reason.
One game under 500.
Yeah, and they have losing records against the Angels and the Mariners, for whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But more than even worrying about the A's, the Yankees just got to get their heads out of their rear end. They got to start winning games. Yep. They got to start scoring runs.
They do. 100%.
Because the bread and butter of the New York Yankees is they hit a lot of home runs and they score a lot of runs. You know what I noticed about this road trip? And tell me if I'm overstating home field advantage in this regard. I counted 4 or 5 fly balls the Yankees hit on this road trip that are out of Yankee Stadium.
They had a couple last night.
Yeah.
They had a couple last night.
I'm telling you, that number was higher than normal. Now, maybe it's because they're losing. Maybe it jumps into your mind more because they're losing. They went 4 and 5 on this trip. But more times than ever, I felt there were a lot of balls that I said to myself, boy, at Yankee Stadium, that's gone.
Yeah.
It felt like that happened a lot. Now, that works both ways.
Sure.
I understand that. Chris Davis hits a fly ball to right field at Yankee Stadium. It's out. It may not be out of Oakland, so it does work both ways. And the A's can hit home runs, and that's obviously the team they're going to face. But that did jump out at me a little bit. Plus, the intimidation of that crowd is a good thing. It's a good thing because that crowd is going to be wild.
Yeah,
it's going to be on every pitch.
Right,
that's a big thing.
Yeah, that is true. And look, like I said, I mean, you'd much rather play the game at home, but there's no guarantee that you're going to win that game at home. I mean, that's what it's good. Like you said. If they have to play it on the road, it's the same situation for both teams. Win the game.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you look at the 12 games now in wild card game history, the road team has won seven of the 12.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
7 and 5.
Right.
So I think what that shows you more than anything is that it doesn't matter because when you get to one game, like I said, nothing matters. I mean, what matters? Nothing matters.
Right.
And right now, while the A's don't have a dominant ace that they would throw out there for that game, you know, Mike Fiers is not a dominant ace.
Right, right.
Right now, I don't think there's a dominant ace the Yankees have. Now, they have a guy that can dominate. I think Tanaka could dominate.
And Severino could dominate, too.
I don't think he gets
Jay
the start.
Even Jay Happ, the way he's pitched, it could dominate.
It could. But I don't think you have a guy that's dominating right now, obviously, to throw in that game. There is no Jacob DeGrom.
No.
There
or
is
Zach
no...
Wheeler, for that matter. Right
Zach Wheeler. How about this stat, by the way?
Unbelievable.
Ready for this? Since the All-Star break, the top 3 ERAs in the National League are Zach Wheeler, Jacob DeGrom, Clayton Kershaw.
Wow.
No, I believe it. Number one.
He's been unbelievable. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It'd be nice too. I mean, could the Mets have broke it up a little bit, like giving like Jake like 6 runs? You know?
Share
and throw 7 at Wheeler last night.
Yeah, can you share?
I mean, can
some?
You do that?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a ridiculous
craziness.
It really is.
So get your calls about the Yankees. There's a few Met things to address, including David Wright decision day today.
Oh,
apparently,
my God,
the Mets are going to announce something with David Wright. And we'll get to plenty of football as well. Get you set for the Giants, Cowboys, Paul DeTino a little bit later on. The Jet game against the Dolphins, Steve Tasker. At 11 o'clock.
The great John Heyman.
John Heyman at 12 noon. And chances to win Yankee tickets. It is the midday show until 1.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.